Taoist master Lao Tzu, who would every evening go on a walk out of his monastery, and he would allow one disciple, only one, to accompany him every time. But the disciple who accompanied the master had to keep quiet. It was a golden rule. They weren't allowed to speak on the walk with the master. They can enjoy the nature in silence. One evening, he went on a walk with a young man, a new disciple, and they came to a ridge of the mountains at sunset. And it was such a beautiful sunset, the young disciple forgot the rule and burst out by saying, "Wow, what a beautiful sunset." He broke the rule. At which point the master turned around, went back to the monastery, and then said, "That young man is never allowed to go on a walk with me ever again throughout his whole life." He'd been red carded, as they say these days. And, of course, when that happens to a friend of yours, it's a bit tough punishment, just because he said one sentence to be banned for life. So his friends tried to intercede with the master. "Oh, give him a break. It's only one sentence. And anyway, what's wrong with speaking on the walk?" And that is where the master said something which I would never forget. When I read this first time, I thought, wow, that opens up the meaning of silence and why you should be silent. And the master said, "When my disciple said, 'What a beautiful sunset,' he wasn't watching the sunset anymore. He was only watching the words." He wasn't watching the sunset. He was watching the words. I hope you get that point, because it's a very powerful, beautiful point. When you're thinking, you're not experiencing life anymore. You're experiencing the thought world. And it's very different. The word, "What a beautiful sunset," and seeing the sunset are two different realities. And one of the reasons why human beings are always getting themselves into trouble, never understanding things, is because they know the world of thought. They don't know the reality behind it. They never see the sunsets. They just see the words. I was looking last night as we left here. It was a bit cloudy, but at least the full moon was up. A beautiful full moon. And you know, sometimes here in Australia, because we're far enough away from the city, you get these beautiful skies, clear night skies where you see the whole of the stars. But because I was trained in science, and I was a member of the Astronomical Society in Cambridge, and I got to know the names of all the stars and the constellations, which one was which, and whether it was, say, a galaxy you were seeing up there, or a star, or exactly what it was. And it took me years to forget all that learning, so I could see the stars. Because I could never see the stars when I learned so much about them. All I could see was Alpha Centauri, there's Sirius, the dog star. I could see all these other little things, but I could never see the stars. It's only when I was in Thailand, it took me many years to forget all of that learning, so I could just see the beauty of the stars, not their names. And I know there are some botanists, and they go walking in the bush here, and they point out all the names of the plants and the trees and everything else in this forest. And they can never see the trees anymore, they just see the names. Here, on this retreat, please forget all the names and just see the sunset without the name. You see so much more, and it's also far more peaceful. So that's why we keep noble silence. We don't give people names. We don't need to even give the morning a name by saying, "Good morning." You can just smile. A smile, you can't put a name on a smile, it's just a nice gesture. So I know that people...